Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. A city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York. Never sleep, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you, New York, New York, New York.
All right, all right. Welcome to this edition of Blog Talk Radio with our super hostess from New York City, Miss Victoria Falk. We have some very exciting information for you today as we're all coming out of the deep freeze, or some people say the Big Apple. And I talked to a couple of people and they say the Big Apple is frozen, but I think it's about to defrost, and Ms. Falk is about to add some heat to it to help you warm up there in New York as you get prepared for this special week with children being out of school. So I'm going to turn the show over to Ms. Falk. Ms. Falk, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am, and it is cold outside.
All right, all right. But I know you're going to warm the listening audience up, and so, hey, the show is all yours, and I will talk to you again as we when we do the wrap-up around about 3:25.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you all for joining me today. And as he said, it is cold outside, but you know what? We get where we need to get quickly. And this week, folks, schools are closed in New York City. Why? Why are they closed? Who knows? The children are out again. Last week, Monday, we celebrated Chinese New Year. This is the year of the monkey. And the children had off on Monday, and that was very exciting because this is the very first year that we actually celebrated the Year of the Monkey or Chinese New Year with the schools being closed. So that was a big hurrah for those of us out here in New York. Now, today it is officially President's Day, and the schools are closed today because it's President's Day, but what they've decided to do, instead of celebrating one president on one day and then having the kids go back to school and then celebrating the next week with another day off and, you know, with all the different little administrative days, New York City public school system decided to give the kids off for the whole week. Now, that is wonderful for the kids, but if you ask the parents, well, there may be a little bit of a discrepancy as to who thinks that's great and who doesn't think it's so great. And of those parents who think it's great that the kids are off this week, most of those are the ones who are prepared with things to do for the little ones. Because if you know like I know, nobody wants to be trapped indoors with a bored child. That is torture. Torture for the child and torture for the parents. So this week, folks, you know, I know it's cold outside, but it's a wonderful time to get out. Get up and get out with your children of all ages. You know, and bring the child out of yourself and have fun. You know, have fun with the children this week. Don't stay cooped up indoors. Now, for those of you who really, 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 you know, have no choice but to stay inside because it's freezing, get you some hot chocolate with some marshmallows and make sure you enjoy your Netflix, right, or your YouTube and enjoying some family-friendly movies. But for those of you who are going to brave the cold, there are a lot of things to do. Now, I highly suggest that you visit at least one museum this week. You know, what's really great about the museums out here in New York City is that they have a price that is wonderful. It's the next best thing to free. You know, we always say free is wonderful, right? Well, the next best price to free is what they call suggested price. Yes, wonderful. Don't you love the sound of that? Suggested price. And what that means, folks, is the museums suggest that you pay less. For example, let's say $22 per person for each adult, or they suggest that you pay $16 for each child, but they will accept what you are willing and able to pay. You know, so if you're going to the museum, let's say the Museum of Natural History, for example, and the suggested price is $22 for an adult, and you really, really don't have that $22, and let's say you want to contribute $5 for your ticket, you can do that. You can do that in good conscience. Let's say you have three children, you know, three children of various ages, and, you know, you might not be able to pay $22 for yourself and $16 for each one of your children. That can be a lot for a parent. And then having to buy lunch and to buy snacks. So you can pay a smaller amount for your children and for yourself in good faith. So that's what's so wonderful about going to museums, whether it's this time, you know, whether it's this week or whether it's any time of the year. Being able to pay the suggested price, you know, the price that you're able to pay. And then also, they have free days and free exhibits. So it's just a matter of checking in with the various museums to see what day they have their free day for children or what day they have their free events. Now, the beautiful thing is we have several museums that are geared for children and children alone. So that means you don't have to be there saying, don't touch, don't touch that. Baby, stop, stop running. Don't do that, don't do that. You know, that can be very stressful as a parent when you're taking your child out and you have to chase them around and worry about them breaking something and worry about them getting into trouble. But when you take your child to the Brooklyn Children's Museum, you know, for example, you don't have to worry about that because the designs and the exhibits, the objects are there, and they are meant to be touched. You know, it's a hands-on experience for your children. So if you're in Brooklyn or you can get to Brooklyn, the museum is located at 145 Brooklyn Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. And the Brooklyn Children's Museum is known as one of the first museums for children. And they have over 30,000-plus objects. And they're known for their special events and their hands-on exhibits. So you definitely, not today because they're closed today, but you can make it out during the rest of this week to the Brooklyn Children's Museum. Now, there's also a very nice children's museum in Manhattan. The Children's Museum in Manhattan is located at 212 West 83rd Street. That's the Upper West Side in Manhattan. And they also, they have a wide range of hands-on activities. They have different books and educational experiences, different entertaining exhibits for children. So that's another place, people, that you can bring your child and let them roam free. You can stand back and watch them enjoy themselves without having to be a nervous, anxious or angry parent worrying about if your child is touching something or if your child is going to get you or him or herself into trouble. Now there's the Children's Museum of the Arts. This museum is also located in Manhattan. So when you go to 103rd Charlton Street, that's in Lower Manhattan, you will find the Children's Museum of Arts. And they have also, like the other museums I described, they have the hands-on activities for the children, including classes, you know, special performances and exhibits. So this is great because they have things for the children, but also for the families. So you don't have to stand there bored. You don't have to sit around just watching your child. You can let your inner child come out. And you can sit there with your children and interact with them to, you know, work on a special project, work on an activity. So that would be fun for you and fun for your children. You know, as parents, we need to let our children see us smile and have fun, right? And why not do that this week? Now, this next museum, even though it's not meant especially for children, it happens to be very kid-friendly, and that is the Museum of Natural History. Oh, my goodness. This is one of my favorites, folks, because it is just so humongous. They have so many different floors and so many different exhibits. You can actually spend hours in there, just going from exhibit to exhibit to exhibit and, you know, never get bored. You know, and I don't even know, well, I guess if you have a lot of energy, but, you know, there is really a lot to see and do in one day. So this would be an awesome thing to do this week, and you might even decide that you want to spend maybe 2 days or 3 days covering this museum. Because like I said earlier, you're allowed to pay what you're able to pay. So you don't have to be stressed out, worrying about the cost. And they have, you know, the largest dinosaur exhibit They have the insects, the butterflies, you know, all the different things that children love to see. They have exhibits on the human body, you know, that are educational for the children. And they also have the little fun things, the discovery zone, learning about space and nature, seeing the animals through time, seeing the peoples of different cultures all throughout our history. So that museum is located at Central Park West at 79th Street. And that's right next to the Hayden Planetarium. So like I said, you're going to see the dinosaurs, you know, the ancient animals, and you're also going to see the planets and the stars. And for the children to sit in the shows that they have in the IMAX theater, where it feels like everything is coming up at them. You know, we talk about 3D, but it's actually a 4D experience where you feel like you're right there in the midst of everything. So, and that's very, very exciting for the children and the big kids. You know, the adults love it just as much as the children. So I highly, highly recommend that. Now, there's also the Hall of Science. You know, for our little scientists, our children who like to discover, that's out there in Queens. I didn't mention Queens earlier. So for those folks who are out in Queens and you don't want to travel too far, there is the New York Hall of Science, and that is located at 111th Street in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. So there's something there for children of all ages and all the different interests. Now, where are my theater buffs? For those of you who love the theater, you're off this week, you're home with the children, why not? You know, why not take in a show with the children? There are several shows out right now that have been out for a while, and they are very kid-friendly. I'm thinking about Aladdin. You know, it's a beautiful story, and the children love it. The Lion King. The Lion King has been running for such a long time, and people are loving it just as much today as they did when it first came out on Broadway. So if you have not seen it, this would be a great week to see it with the children. And there's also the story of Matilda. That's a very lovely story. So if you want to see a Broadway show, know that there are these three, but these are not the only shows that are kid-friendly, but these happen to be the top three on my little special list. And what's really great about it is you are able to find discount tickets for children to go to the theater, not just this week, but all throughout the year. So this would be a great time to get those discount tickets. When you're able to plan in advance, a lot of the schools have these discount coupons for the theater. So if you didn't get them from your kid's school for this week, make sure you pick them up for next month, because they're out a whole nother week come April for spring break. Now, if you didn't get the discount theater tickets from the children's school, you can visit any one of the New York City public libraries. A lot of them will have these coupons there. If you don't see them, you know, ask them for them, where you can actually get discounts off the tickets to take your children to the theater. Now, while we're talking about the library, you know, the libraries have really changed and are updated these days. So you can go to the library with your children this week. There's never a fee to walk through the library door. You know, and these days you have so much more. You have your movies. You know, you can sit in the library and watch movies. You can listen to tapes. You can study a language. I've actually gone to the library and seen live poetry. You know, and it was an awesome experience to be there with my daughter and seeing the performers on stage delivering their original poems. Some of the libraries, you will go and you will see guitarists, you see flutists, you see people singing and dancing, all different types of performances in our New York public libraries, folks. So do not miss out on the things that are available to you right in your neighborhood, right? The public library. And it's great because there's something for everybody in the family, for children of various ages, and for mom and dad. Now, you know, if you're a little more active and you don't mind being out in that cold weather, why not ice skating? Ice skating is fun, and it's something that the whole family, people of all different ages, can do together. And out here in New York, we have some wonderful parks that are great for ice skating. Central Park, you know, you can go to Central Park out here in Manhattan and go ice skating. Prospect Park out here in Brooklyn, where I am, you can go ice skating. Rockefeller Center, you know, they have a little ice skating rink over there in Rockefeller Plaza. And it's awesome because you have the big kids, those of us who have that childlike spirit and love having fun and enjoying ourselves, we're right there with the little kids. So it's time to break out the skates. And don't worry, if you don't have ice skates for yourself or for the children, you can go and you can rent skates on the spot. And then, if you don't really know how to skate, don't worry about it because you can get lessons too. So there is no excuse, people, absolutely no excuse not to go on out and enjoy yourself, because you can get the skates, you can get the lessons. And then they also have the little concession stands. You get you something nice to eat while you're there. So we're talking about family fun, and that's something that you can do for a while. Now, if you want to be active, but you really don't want to be outside, if you're not a cold person or a cold weather person, why not go bowling? Right? Bowling can be a lot of fun for the family. And they have the bowling balls of various sizes, so you don't have to worry about your little ones straining or having trouble lifting up the bowling ball, because there's something for, the heavier ball for those people that can lift it. And then they also have the cute little balls that don't have so much weight on it for the little ones. So there's Brooklyn Bowl. And then they also have some really nice bowling spots out there in Queens. Van Wyck Lanes, you know, they have the bowling alley where when you go at the evening time, they're turning the lights on, they have the music playing, and it's like you're at a serious party, you know, just having a lot of fun with the family. And they have, all the little things that kids like to eat, the chicken fingers, the hot dogs, the pizzas, you know. And then for the big kids, you know, those of us parents that might not want the hot dog or the pizza, you can get you a nice little meal also that's more suitable for an adult. So you want to go out and enjoy yourself indoors. Make sure you take the kids bowling. Why not? Do something different and be active. And this is a great time to take in a movie. You know, if you haven't seen a movie in a while, or if you haven't been to a movie with the kids, why not go this week? Because this week you can take them to a matinee. You know, you take them to that early movie, and you don't have to worry about if they're talking too loud or, you know, if they're fumbling in their seats. All the things that we usually worry about as parents. We worry about, you know, how the child's behaving and, you know, if they're going to, make a mess. But this is the week to take them to the movies, Let them enjoy the popcorn, the nachos and the cheese and the slushies and all the little treats that they get. And most movie theaters have a special day of the week where they have the special kids pricing. They have the special senior pricing. They are all so you can do that and get the family deal and just enjoy yourself. So, folks, wherever you are in the city, make sure that you find a way to enjoy yourself with the children this week because it's going to be a long week, people. They are out today through Friday. And if you don't find something to do with these kids while they're inside, they will go crazy and you will go crazy. And we cannot have that. Because when I talk about living life and living it passionately, I'm not talking about being cooped up inside. So go out and explore the city. There's something to do in each of the boroughs. I mentioned Brooklyn because I'm in Brooklyn and I love Manhattan. But there's something in Queens, there's something in the Bronx, and even if you want to get to Staten Island. So if you want more information, you can call me 347-658-8459. That's 347-658-8459. Back to you, Mr. Dahi.
All right, all right. Thank you for all of that wonderful information that you shared with people. Again, you know, I want to just thank you for all that you do with passionate travel and, you know, people being able to be passionate about spending time with family, children, and doing the things that they need to be able to do. And you shared a host of information today, and I hope that people take advantage of the information that they hear and get back to you if they need more info about how to activate some of the things that you suggested and shared with them. And so, hey, people, that brings us to the conclusion of another show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in again this Wednesday. I will be doing a special broadcast this Wednesday. I didn't do my show yesterday because I'm looking to get a show done this Wednesday. Been busy, busy, busy helping all of those people out there with their home-based business tax returns, helping them get all of their hard-earned money back from having a home-based business. And for those of you who, you know, want more information about that, go back and look at some of our past shows. And then on Thursday, we will have a travel show with the Vault, with my wife, Cynthia Jahi, and then Ms. Jahi will be doing her regular Jasari's Love Show on Friday. And yes, Sunday, I will be back on for my regular Sunday time, but we'll be doing a special show Wednesday. So just make sure you tune in, check the Home-Based Business 101 website on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see what that show is about. I will be doing a show around an Afro, such as Black History Month, an Afrocentric perspective on network marketing. And, you know, we just want to again thank everybody for tuning in today. This is Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank over the 50,000-plus listeners who have listened to his show here, truly making this listener-supported radio. If you didn't listen, then there would be no need for us to be on here. And since you're listening, that means, you know, you value the information that we share, and we value you as a listener, and we just want to thank you so much. And I want to thank Ms. Falk for taking time out of her busy schedule today to be on these airways and be co-host for what we do here on Home-Based Business 101. Any closing comments, Ms. Falk, before we close up?
Just want to let people know to tune in next week as we talk about how to get those friends and family travel discounts.
All right. Y'all heard that. Make sure you don't mix next Monday. Friends and family travel discount. So if you're going to go somewhere, you need to know how to get a discount, right? Everybody always looking for a discount. Well, we bring it to you here on Home Base Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And with that said, hey, I just want to thank everybody again. God bless y'all. Stay warm. We know it's still cold in certain parts of the country, especially here on the eastern seaboard. For those of you out in California, I wish I could trade places with you right now. I mean, and for some of my friends down there in New Orleans, where I know the temperature is a lot different, we're dealing with what we got to deal with. We got sleet and freezing rain here today in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, but we'll get through.